screenplay was written over 20 years ago. I had adapted a book, my first book, which was called Force Majeure. I had adapted that because Oliver Stone optioned it and wanted me to write a script that was based on it. And I wrote a script for Oliver to direct that didn't accurately represent the short stories. It was something that I crafted and kind of customized for Oliver. And when I finished it, he liked it, but he said he didn't have time to direct it, and he asked me to direct it. And what ordinarily would have been a great good fortune was a nightmare for me, because I had written this a kind of bad faith version that didn't represent me. And I was kind of beginning to fall into a life where I could visualize myself becoming a hack. Now, that wasn't the script that I did for Oliver, but I could see myself beginning to compromise and go against the grain of what my real inspirations were. And I wrote Maps of the Stars as a kind of antidote, a kind of radical antidote, an anti-venom to ward that off. And Oliver thought I was insane when he read the script. The script was something I really, it was an unmakeable script. It was not just about Hollywood, but it was so sort of radical and distressing. I really drew more from the playwright Strindberg than I did from anything else. And it wasn't a satire to me. It was a melodrama. David, who's obviously been influenced more by writers than he has by filmmakers, saw the script about 10 years ago and was very much captivated by it, and said that he wanted to make it. And he met with Julianne Moore in New York, and we were going to make this movie. The problem was that David wanted to shoot it in America, and it was just too cost prohibitive. It would have been too expensive, and it fell apart, and David went on to make A History of Violence and all these other movies in the meantime. But I did nothing with that script, because there was nothing to do with it. There was no point in trying to shop it. I mean, it was madness, that script. And Dead Stars, I wrote a few years ago, that it doesn't have anything to do with Maps to the Stars. Dead Stars has stars in the title, and the thing that it has to do with it is that Maps to the Stars is a kind of synthesis or apotheosis of everything that I write about in my fiction. So it has in common all those themes that I always write about. Dead Stars is very much a Hollywood novel that is about extreme poverty, extreme wealth, extreme fame, extreme anonymity. It's about shame and humiliation, and it's also about hubris and pride and triumph, and there's an element of spirituality and hopefully poetry that runs through all of my work that Maps to the Stars shares. About 2 years ago, David was in Cannes with Cosmopolis and couldn't get the script out of his head, and showed it to Rob Pattinson. And Robert said he wanted to do it. And we reapproached Julianne, and she wanted to do it. And slowly we gathered together all of the elements that are required to make a movie, including financing. So that was the long road that Maps to the Stars took.